We must be stubborn when we are following God. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy today's episode of the Sunday Smash edition titled Elisha. There was Elisha and Elijah. They were always together. Elisha always followed around Elijah. When Elijah was about to be taken up to heaven, he told Elisha to stay behind more than four times. But Elisha was divinely stubborn. This is found in 2 Kings chapter 2. Now the time came for the Lord to take Elijah to heaven by the means of a whirling wind. Elijah said to Elisha as they left Gilgal, "Stay here, for the Lord has told me to go to Bethel." But Elisha replied, "I swear to God that I won't leave you." So they went together to Bethel. There they were young prophet of Bethel, Samaria. They came out to meet them, and they asked Elisha, "Did you know that the Lord is going to take Elijah away from you today?" "Quiet," Elisha snapped. "Of course I know it." Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here in Bethel, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But Elisha replied again, "I swear to God that I won't leave you." So they went together to Jericho. Then the student at Jericho, Samir, came to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take away your master today?" Here was Elisha's response. "Will you please be quiet?" he commanded. "Of course I know." Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan River." But Elisha replied as before, "I swear to God that I won't leave you." So they went together and stood beside the Jordan River, as fifth of the young prophets watched from a distance. Then Elijah folded his cloth together and struck the water with it. And the river divided. They went across the dry ground. When they arrived on the other side, Elijah said to Elisha, "What wish shall I grant you before I am taken away?" Elisha's wish was, "Can you give me some of your powers?" Then Elijah replied, "That's difficult for me to do, but it shall be done." What does this teach me? That things were not going to unfold this side of Jericho, but the other side of the river. It further teaches me that we as people who follow God, we need to be stubbornly when we follow God. Despite all the criticism you might get from external forces, In 4 occasions, Elisha immediately answered the people who were mocking him and reminding him that God is going to take his master. The same way, if you really believe in what you are doing, work hard. Take nothing personally. If something blocks one road, find another way. Never give up. We saw how Elisha was. People told him time and time again, your master is going to be taken. Your master is going to be taken. But because Elisha knew that I am following Elijah, whether it is his final days on earth, my duty is to follow him. Whether people will come and mock me and ask him that, do you know that your master is going to be taken? Or when his master told him that stay at those different places, Elijah never gave in. But what did he do? Just kept on going and replied to them the same way he replied all of them. He told those prophets, I know that he's going to be taken. Be quiet. What did he tell Elijah when Elijah said, stay in Gilgal? He said, what? I swear to God, I won't leave you. Why is that difficult for us to say, to do? The Lord has done a lot for us. How can't we be stubborn like Elisha was? A person will be moving from church to church. A person will be running around thinking that where they are worshipping, they won't find God. Stay in your lane. That's what you should be. Elisha knew that his master was going. He knew it was his final day. He never let the external forces deter him or let him back away from following Elijah. What does this teach you as a person? When you are following God, and remember, in this world, there are a lot of things which can happen. When you are following God, be strong, be stubborn. Don't let the pressure of this world drown you and lose focus. I tell you, if you are following God, know one thing. It is said that things of this world will always be there. And the wildness and the fun of the earth, you will never finish it. Be strong within yourself. Follow God through all of these obstacles. These are just obstacles. Guess what happened? Elisha's wish was granted. After that, he was seen as the master by those students which were telling him, did you know that your master is going to be taken today? Did you know? They came down and then they kneeled before him. He knew what he wanted. He knew God is a living individual. And he told Elijah, I swear to God that I won't leave you. Why am I as blessing failing to stay at one place? Why am I being carried by the wind when it comes to me worshiping God? Why is it difficult for me to be stubborn and don't crumble at the pressure of the outside pressure? It's because my faith is weak. To be stubbornly strong, it means that you have to know, or you have to be strong and you know that you will follow no matter what will happen in this world. No matter what people say to you, people will say to you, look at him, he's going to church each and every Sunday, yet nothing in his life is going. Look at him, he's a church prayer each and every day, but he's a person who walks by foot. Look at those people who don't pray that much. They are driving beautiful cars. There's one thing I've understood in this lifetime, is that as a person, you have to understand that you have to stand the test of time when it comes to worshiping and following God. Elisha stood this test and he passed it. Look at me when people come and they say to me, look at him, he's following God. Yet he's a person who walks barefoot each and every day. This shouldn't make me angry. But I should reply to them like this. Everything is in the power of my master. My master who's in heaven knows how my life is, how it will end, because he knew me before I was in the womb of my mother. He called me by my name before I even saw the sunlight. He knows each and every step which I will take in my life. He grants me all the gifts. People may rush in my life and buy cars and buy all of those gifts. But when the time comes, believe me, when he starts to shower me with those blessings, because I was stubbornly to follow him and put myself straight and followed him, closing all the corridors which are near me, I still, even when people say to me things which are painful, because they will do so, mind you, when they do so, that's another test, that when people mock you, when people make fun of you, the big test is, will you stand still or will you be shaken and stop following the Lord? It's simple, people. People assume that everything is fast with God. God has his time. That's what you should understand. Do not look at other people's problems. Do not look at what people are doing. Did you see Elisha? They told him time and time again, your master's going to leave. Your master's going away. But he kept on following him until the last time. Me as an individual, I should take Elisha's stubbornness, bring it to my weapon, bring it to my tool. What do I do first? I must sharpen my faith. I must sharpen my faith. I repeat again, I must sharpen my faith and be strong. No matter what happens, I must keep on going, as I must to follow him. I must. He's the one who knows everything about my life. He is the one who brought me to this world. And believe me, he will never, ever, ever bring me to life to come and struggle. Believe that in yourself, that where there's God, there's life. Where there's God, there's blessings. Where there's God, there's joy. Where there's God, there's eternal life. Even although people may want to rush, God doesn't rush. God does his things in his own procedure. Like, look, God doesn't rush. Look at how he was with Abraham. Abraham also followed God stubbornly. Okay? Abraham didn't have a child, and God knew that Abraham wanted a child. It took a long time for Abraham to get the child, just like Zachariah. It also took a long time for Zachariah to have a child. So Elisha followed him, knowing that God does his own and is a powerful God. He knows our needs and wants. Okay, all we have to do is to come to him, follow him stubbornly, be stubborn the way Elisha was. All the people, what they were doing to him, pounding all what they're saying, plus what he was being told by Elijah, all of that were just a test, that were trying to test him, that he should back away and stop following his master. Imagine if he stopped following and he cracked. That wish which Elijah granted for him would have never ever came true, would have never ever been what he had to do. He would never ever gotten that wish which God granted to him. In this world, you must obey the word and walk with God. To walk the walk with God ain't a simple thing. To obey the word in a world where we are all sinners in each and every day ain't a simple task, believe me. We all know that road. We all try. But believe me, if you want to obey the word and walk with God, whatever people say, whatever people may do to you, whatever happens in your life, if you're following him, you're following the word, you're walking with him, know one thing, you are still on the right lane. God doesn't rush. First thing, if you want to follow God, let's take you're a young person like me. I am surrounded by peers. Okay. I am someone who is surrounded, and I see how the world is operating. They are taking different substances. They consume alcohol. But I chose not to. It's not because I'm not clever. It's not because, what do they say, I'm not cool. But it's because I don't see it as a need for me when I'm obeying the word and working with God. It's not an easy task, believe me. Being surrounded with each and every person who does these things, who walks their walk with on earth, entertaining themselves at a young age, pumping substances into their self, killing their lungs, killing themselves, ruining their future, drinking their future away. They will tell you that I drink they say to you, to me, I drink to drown my problems. When I obey the word and walk with God, just like Elisha was walking with Elijah, there's one thing I do. When I come through challenges, I kneel down, ask for strength to move forward. There's no need for me to go and pump alcohol into my system, because what will happen tomorrow morning, I'll still have that problem. So what is the point of me pumping that alcohol? The best thing is for me just to stay like Elisha and be stubborn. Follow my God. No matter what obstacles come in my life, no matter the external forces, no matter how much pain I go through, I keep on going. Stubbornly, I follow. Stubbornly, they put pressure upon me. They will say to you, to me, I am having a girlfriend, I'm having a boyfriend, I'm dating. Here's my answer. When the time is right for me to be in a relationship, I will be in one. When the time comes for me to have to be in such a particular relationship with a person, I will know it, I will feel it, I will do what I have to do accordingly, because I have never had a place or a scripture in the Bible where it tells me that David, who was still young by the time he was out there in the field pushing the sheep or being the headsman, he was going out after the ladies, impressing them high and low, or a time where they told me that Joseph was chasing a girl at a young tender age. So who would I be to be a person who off-ramps being a child and offering myself to become a person who is devalued in the mess of this world of being conducted and going through the mess of having a relationship? People forget one thing. When you go into a relationship, you must be ready. People go into a relationship not ready, but with the aim of going and playing and saying, I'm going to test how it is when a person is in love. I say I'll remain stubbornly like Elisha was to his master. He followed. Pressure came. He followed. Questions pounded upon him. He followed. People mocked him. He followed. Did he ever become less of a person when he was following his master? No, he remained the same person. Who should I be? Not to stay in the lane which Elisha decided to be in. It's all about your actions and decisions which you make each and every day. No one will come and grant you a clear path to how life should be and how life is meant to be lived. But it's all up to you. Don't get corrupt and forget the route which you need to follow in this world. And I say to you, be stubborn when you follow God. Be stubborn when you follow God. And be heavily stubborn when you follow God. And make sure that you do not let external forces ruin your chances to have a good relationship. Obey the word. Walk with God. I'm JB State. Never be too shy to express yourself. Thank you.